I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Let's start with the fun news. Let's do the offensive MVP. This is for the Graces Memorial at Bishop Union Boys JV Football. That happened on Friday, September 5th. Offensive MVP, freshman Oscar Henriquez. Offensive lineman of the game, freshman Tim Crowder. Defensive MVP, freshman Clifton Paco. And then special teams player of the game, sophomore Jackson Whitman. Good job, guys. For the complete stats of the game, for those that are into that, you can find them over at sierrawave.net. Well, every so often, readers ask why we publish press releases directly from elected officials. The answer's simple. It's about giving you the information you need to stay informed. You see, press releases provide a clear, unfiltered view of where a politician stands on issues. Whether you agree with their position or not, these statements help you understand the priorities and perspectives of those in office. Yes, they can be biased, but that's the point. You deserve to know exactly what they are saying and how they are presenting their work. By sharing these releases, we're not endorsing them. Instead, we're giving you the tools to become an informed voter. Knowing a politician's stance allows you to hold them accountable. It also empowers you to take action, to contact their office, share your perspective, and let them know what you want to see from your leaders. So the bottom line is this: if we don't share, you don't know. From the Office of Representative Republican Kylie now comes, FireAid has released hundreds of documents detailing how it allocated the more than $100 million it raised to support wildfire victims in California. The main documents itemize the expenditures can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Find the article, FireAid Releases Financial Records After Inquiry and $100 million in Wildfire Donations. Additional documents, including grant applications, will be shared in the coming days following the redaction of personal information. These documents from FireAid are an important step in providing the transparency that victims and donors deserve, Representative Kylie said. I'm currently reviewing the material carefully and welcome public input as to where further scrutiny is needed. This last month, Representative Kevin Kiley, Republican of California, and Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, sent a formal request to FireAid seeking a full accounting of the nonprofit's expenditures. Earlier this year, FireAid held a high-profile benefit concert, pledging to use the proceeds to help those financially impacted by devastating wildfires across California. However, some victims have come forward saying that they have yet to receive any assistance, raising concern about how the funds were actually spent. Well, the Bishop Lions will be serving hamburgers in their semi-world-famous corn dogs this Saturday during the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, which will be held at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Hours will be 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Lions food booth near the main arena entrance. Please be patient with any long lines. The friendly Lions will be happy to serve you with their new computerized point-of-sale equipment using credit cards, but they'll also smile as they still take cash. A reminder, there is a grief support group that is started September 11th, that's this Thursday, through October 29th. It's courtesy of the Hospice of Owens Valley. So it's Thursday nights, 5 p.m. Facilitator is Patrick Thompson. Handbook provided, donations welcome. More information or to reserve your spot, call over to Pioneer Home Healthcare, which is the Hospice of Owens Valley, at 760-873-5811. Remember, this new grief support starts this Thursday, September 11th. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. Remember, there's always more news at sierrawave.net and definitely a lot more on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. For nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. But most of all, thanks for listening.